All right, you know it all. But if you take my advice, you'll quit messing around and go out and hire a good lawyer.
Chuck, I ain't gonna hire no lawyer. I've put out good money for them dad-darn shorts to wear in court.
You ain't put out any money yet. You ain't paying for them shorts till they get here. And you can cancel your order.
And besides, I ain't suing Mrs. Dell to just help out some lawyer. I'm gonna get that $275 back for ourselves. Not let some dad-darn law shopper get away with it.
Yes, but you don't have to give it all to him. Do like Lem Butler did with his case that time. He got a lawyer to take it on a contingent.
Yeah, well, what's that?
Why, it's supposing you had a valuable dog, and a fella run over it and killed it, and you took it to a lawyer.
What would a lawyer want with a dead dog?
Oh, he wouldn't want anything with a dead dog.
Then, why would I be taking it to him for?
You don't take the dog to him. You go yourself. You want to collect.
Collect what?
Money.
Money for what?
Why, for the dog. For the dog, yeah.
What good would money do to a dog if he's dead?
Oh, but the dog don't get the money. Now, look here. You own a dog. You got that clear? You own a dog,
yeah.
And he runs out into the street and gets killed by a car.
Yeah.
And he's a valuable dog. Maybe one of these big barnyard dogs.
Well, why don't he stay there, then?
Stay where?
In the barnyard, if he's a barnyard dog.
I didn't say barnyard dog.
You did.
I did not. I said barnyard. Sometimes you call him Newfoundland.
Call him what?
Newfoundland. You must have seen one of those Newfoundlands.
Shucks. I ain't ever seen one of the old ones.
Yes, but dad blinked.
And anyway, what's the difference whether he's a new hound dog or an old hound dog? Nobody's going to pay
him. Oh, but I didn't say he was a hound dog. It ain't hound. It's found.
Why, was it lost?
No, it wasn't lost. That's the kind of dog he is, a Newfoundland. He runs around with one of these little barrels tied to his neck.
And how could he run around if he was dead?
Oh, this is before he died. He has a barrel tied to his neck and...
What you're thinking of is a can tied to his tail, yeah?
No, I ain't. It's a barrel, I tell you. A barrel tied to its neck. It's full of brandy. Well, you go to the lawyer and...
Well, the dad-darn dog right if it did get hit by a car. Running around the streets full of brandy.
Oh, no, we're getting all mixed up again. It ain't the dog that's full of brandy.
Well, who is it, the lawyer?
No, the barrel. The barrel. So, anyway, you go to the lawyer and you ask him if he'll take the case.
Case of brandy?
No, the court case. The court case, yeah. And you tell him if he wins, you'll give him half.
Half the brandy?
Oh, consarn it. Just lay off that brandy, will you?
I never touched a drop of that in my life, and you know it. Don't go accusing me of
touching
brandy.
I ain't accusing you of nothing. I'm just trying to tell you what a contingent is. It means if the lawyer collects any money from the fellow who hit the dog, you give him half of it. You see, you whack up.
And that's just it. I ain't going to whack up with no lawyer. I'm going to keep it all.
You have to get it first.
I'll get it.
Shucks, you don't even know how to get into court.
Just open the door and walk in.
Well, what good will that do you? Mrs. L's got to be there, too.
Well, can't I just call her up and tell her to meet me there?
Of course you can. It ain't legal. But you see, you don't know so darn much as you thought you did. Now, you'd better just get a lawyer and howdy, Professor.
How do, Professor? Nice day, ain't it?
Good morning. Yes, it's a beautiful morning.
Yes.
One of those mornings when all nature is in tune, and only man is vile, in the poetic sense.
Sense what?
Fancy tune his violin.
No.
I didn't know you played the violin, Professor.
No, I said vile. That is, a basement.
Yes, he just plays in the basement.
No, but I didn't...
Well, bring it along sometime and give us a tune.
Yes, but I don't...
Did you want something special?
Yes. Yes, I do want something. I want to place a small order. If you'll have it ready for me, I'll pick it up this evening on my way home from my classes.
Yes. Ed, get out your order pad there and take Professor Thistlewaite's order. What was it you wanted, Professor?
Can of soup.
Can of soup, Ed. What size, Professor?
Oh, a small can.
Yes, a small can, Ed. What kind of soup, Professor?
Well, let me see. I think tomato soup will do very nicely.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but we ain't got any, what'd you call it, tomato soup?
Chicken soup.
No chicken soup neither.
Oh, very well then. Vegetable soup.
No vegetable soup.
Well, then what kind of canned soup have you?
We ain't got none at all.
But why on earth didn't you say so when you first started?
Well, we had some when we first started. We sold it all out.
No. I mean when you started to take my...
Well, what else you want, Professor? What else you want?
Let me see. Oh, yes, I noticed you put up a sign outside the store announcing that you received a shipment of fresh asparagus.
Yes, yes, that's right.
Well, I'll take a quarter's worth.
Yes, a quarter's worth of asparagus, Ab.
You're sure it's fresh and tender?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, then perhaps you'd better send me 50 cents worth.
Yes, I just changed that to 50 cents worth, Ab. Yes, it's right fresh and tender. It would be if we had any.
But I say, you mean you haven't any?
Nope, we're out.
But then why did you put up that sign announcing
Well,
that...
we did have it when we put the sign up.
Oh, I say, this is most...
Hey, Professor, is there anything else you want me to put down that we're out of?
Well, have you any court plaster?
Oh, yes, we got court plaster. Yeah, but put down...
Never mind putting it down. I'll take it with me.
Oh, yes, yeah. Get Professor Thistlewaite some court plaster. Say, Professor, do you know how to start to sue a person in the court?
Yes, me and Zeb were just wondering.
Yes.
Yes, you must first file a complaint.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, Miss Peters, when you contemplate bringing legal action against a person, that person must be notified of your intention, informed of the nature of your grievance against it, and given a certain length of time to reply.
Yes, but just how do you go about informing them? You just call them up on the telephone and
No. There is a certain form that must be followed.
Oh, a form, huh?
Yes. Certain legal wording that must be used.
Oh, yes, I see. You know quite a bit about the law, don't you, Professor?
Well, yes. I am rather well informed on the fundamentals of law. You see, as a boy, Mr. Winterbottom, I spent several summers with my uncle, who was quite a prominent barrister, and...
How's that?
Barrister. That's one who pleads at the bar.
Pleads for someone to buy him a drink?
Oh, no, certainly not.
No, of course not, Deb.
Plead in the sense of offering a plea. Pleas at the bar, which is the...
Yes, you must have heard about that bar scene, Deb, where they sing, "Please, Father, please come home with me now."
Oh, no, but...
That wasn't his uncle that sung that. It was a little girl.
Now, you don't follow me at all. Now, what I'm trying to say is that my uncle was a lawyer. A lawyer.
Oh, a lawyer.
Yes, and he had quite a marvelous law library. Well, he was the sort of chap who gave a young man his head, and...
How did he get it unfastened?
Get what unfastened?
His head.
His head?
Yes.
Whose head?
Your uncle. You said he'd give it to a young feller.
Oh, no. I mean, my uncle used to let me have my way, let me browse in his library. And I'm afraid I used a great deal of midnight oil pouring over his books.
Oh, well, shake the life, Professor. Didn't that make your uncle mad, pouring oil all over his book?
I didn't pour oil over his book.
Well, you just said you did.
Yes. No, I said nothing of the sort. I didn't pour oil over my uncle's books. I
poured it over his head.
Yes, over his head. No, I didn't pour it over his head either.
Well, then where did you pour it?
I see now.
Yes, you had to pour it somewhere.
No, I see now. I'm late for my class. I must be going.
Good morning, Zeb. We know he poured it.
He suddenly rushes in and rushes out without...
Hey, wait. Call him back.
Oh, Professor.
What is it? I'm late for my class now. What is it you want?
Well, dang, Divine, Webb here said to call you.
Yes, I just wanted to remind you forgot that court plaster.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll stop in for it this afternoon after classes.
Yeah, well, you needn't mind. We're out of that, too.